I am so God, the people, Jesus. I've got some stuff to talk about. So this is pretty interesting stuff. I have some for sale in my car, but no. It's water. See? It's fine. I'm fine. Oh, no, it's water. It's just water. You want to drink?
No.
No. Yeah. All right. I need the flat. So, what we want to talk about is we're here at the Ken Westside Gospel Online. We want to talk about life. We want to talk about what the Bible says. We want to learn some things today. So let's pretend that this is you. Did you know you're made up of like 95% water?
Yeah,
pretty amazing. You're made up of so much water. So this is, we're going to pretend this is you. And this is your life, this is you. And what does the Bible say about us? Or about me? Boys, what does the Bible say about me or us, or including like everybody in the whole world? Even though we live in all different parts. I used to live in Surrey. I have all the holes in my car to prove it. Yeah, we all live in different places. We all live in different areas. We all have different parents. We all have different ancestral backgrounds. We all have some different languages. There's some people there today from Newfoundland, and I have to get them to talk really slow so I can understand them. And so we got all kinds of different things. But there's one thing where we're all the same. The Bible says there is no difference. What is the one thing that everybody has that's common to every single person who's ever lived? What do you think?
Sin.
How do you spell it? S-I-N. Sin. Now, I've got, look at this. See this? Yeah, we're going to put some of this. What color is this? Let's find out. What color is this? Drop in there. What do you say? Ooh. Looking pretty. Mix it up a little. What color is that?
Red.
And we could probably put another drop in there. That's for some of the bigger sinners in our audience. I won't want to mention on the bill, but sin.
It stains.
Has anybody ever got like pink color in their clothes before? Yeah, like, do you ever get that stuff out?
No, it's terrible.
And sin stains. You know, you're all looking real pretty today. All you kids. You look really good, I must say. And you look good, and then kind of life goes on. And then you get into high school, and then think beyond that, and you know what? Sometimes life doesn't turn out the way that you want. I know, I'm still really about it. And so sometimes life just doesn't quite turn out the way that you want. And there's bad stuff in the world. And sometimes I end up doing that wrong stuff. And that is called sin. Sin. So you know what the biggest question of life is? The biggest question of life that every single person has to answer is, how do I get rid of my sin? That's the biggest question. There is no more question more important than that. Yeah, not even if the Canucks are going to win the Stanley Cup next year. Are they?
Probably not.
Why? They're expected to win at some point. At some point in the very far, yeah. But that's interesting, and it's not important. And I think about maybe going to university or college or some kind of school or doing something with my life. But I tell you this, kids, there is nothing more important than in life than knowing that you can get rid of sins. You know, when you get older, sometimes you late at night, you kind of pull covers up over your head again, and you go, oh, I can't believe I did that when I was younger. like last Thursday. I can't believe I did stuff like that. It's sin. It's a problem. And we have to solve the problem of sin. So, let's start to solve the problem of sin. Now, there was a fellow in the Bible, and you know what he did with his life? You know what he did with his life? He was a farmer. You know what a farmer is? A farmer is a man standing in his field. Right? That's what a farmer is. So a farmer, what does he do? He grows stuff. And he makes stuff. And this farmer was a very successful farmer in the Bible. And he brought in all his crops, and he realized that he had so much grain, his warehouse was too full. So he was sitting at dinner time one night, approximately dinner time, Pacific Standard Time, and he's thinking, and he says to himself, what shall I do? I know what the big problem of my life is. My barn is too small. You ever think that? You ever meet people? They say, I don't have enough. That's my problem. My problem is financial. You know, if I had a bigger house, and more money, and a better job, and a bigger car, a smaller one go faster. And if I had more cash, that would solve all my problems. What color is cash? It doesn't work so well in a Canadian audience, but we'll try. Yeah, let's say green. So, let's say I got some cash. Alright. So you know what I'm going to do? I have cash. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend my way to success. Alright? So if I had more stuff, I could get rid of my problems. Alright? Let's try that. So, let's put money together. Let's mix that up a little. And then let's pour in my sin. What do we got? Would you drink that? Yeah.
I would drink it.
You would, yeah. All right, you know you. Yeah, but did that take away my problem? No, it really did. Gave me another problem. Yeah. Everybody seems to think if I could only win the lottery, all my problems would go away. Everybody else in the world seems to have an issue with money, but I know if I had, I would be fine. No one else knows how to handle it, but I would know how to handle it if I was there. And so, when it comes to the problem of our sin, and this farmer, he said, I will pull down my barn, I'll build a bigger one, my problems are all financial, and then I will say, sit back, take it easy. You know what God called him? Jesus called him a fool. Because he said, you know, tonight, if you die, who is going to get all the stuff? Not you. You can't take it with you. I heard of a guy, he wanted to take it all with him after he died. So you know what he did? He buried himself in his car. People who would take suitcases of cash, and they would bury the cash with them so they could... Does that kind of currency work in the next world? No. It's not going to work. You know what happened? If I was one of his grandsons, I would have died him off the next day. Anyway, but that's just me. You might be different. So, is money going to take away my sin? No. Alright. Well, you know, there's another thing that a lot of people turn to. And, they say it's so important today. So important. You know what we need to do? We need to look after our environment. We need to take care of things. In fact, we need to look after our earth. And we need to put all our efforts into improving our surroundings. Now, I don't have anything against recycling. Okay? I know you kids think that you just discovered recycling. Well, guess what? Guess what? My mother used milk bags 150 times before she threw them out back in the 1970s. My mother was an environmentalist before any of you were born. And we did it because of that. But there's all kinds of environment. Oh, look at the look at the church, and global warming, and climate change, and people say, well, we have to improve our world, and this is the way to the future. They seem to forget that they're going to be dead long before they can achieve it. You know, there's a Chinese lady in our assembly in Carleton Gospel Hall in Vancouver. She's a Buddhist. She says you have to die and be reincarnated approximately 4,000 times until you would achieve the state of nirvana, or the end of consciousness. But you know what Stella said to herself? She says, that means I can't know for sure in this life if I believe the right thing. And she gave it all up. Listen, environmentalism is a great thing, and it's good to recycle, and you make sure you do it, and you be the Nazi police in your house, right? Aren't you? If your mom throws a tin can in the garbage, you're like, right? You can't throw glass up. Yeah, you can do all that. It's great because it's just important to the community. But don't think for one second. Don't think for one second that that's going to take you to heaven or that's going to achieve a world that's perfect and beautiful. No. You know why? Because this world is full of people that are sinners. And so, we want to achieve a beautiful, perfect world represented by sunflowers. So there's some yellow. Alright? There we go. So, when we combine environmentalism and our sinful self, what do we get? Oh dear. Did that fix the problem?
No.
Didn't fix the problem at all. But I want to tell you about the only thing that can take away the sin. You know what it is? I'm going to draw this on here. What's that? It's a T. Yeah. Now, we don't know if Jesus was crucified on a cross like this, or if he was crucified like this, and maybe it was just one straight hole in the ground, I don't know. But either way, we do know. You know what they did to Jesus? They took big nails, do not try this at home, okay? They took big nails, and they put a nail right here, and a big hammer, and they drove the spikes right through his hands, and they crucified him on the wooden cross. Do you think that would hurt? Yeah. If I get a paper cut, I cry. Yeah. What would I do with a nail stuck right through my hand? I would be in pain. And the Bible tells us that they nailed Jesus upon a cross, and they put a nail through his hands and through his feet. He already had a crown on his head that was made out of thorn. Big, big, bushy thorn bushes. And they wrapped it, they said, oh, you say you were a king? Well, here's your crown. And they put a crown on his head and they beat it into his brow. And there was blood flowing down off of his face. They pulled the beard off of his cheeks. Yeah. You ever done that? Oh, you're going to be shaken. Yeah. Actually, that. You pull that right off. It says that they whipped him so much until his back was like a plowed field. You ever go out and you drive around and you see a tractor and it's totally big finish cross and it rips up the ground? That's what the back of Jesus looked like. Not a good sight. And there on that cross, Jesus was there. And you know what Jesus did on that cross? He suffered. And he bled, and he died. Why did Jesus die? Yeah. He was bleeding. And he bled so much, he died. He did. In fact, a soldier came along just after he died and threw the spear right into his side. Cut him open. Ooh. And Jesus, but why did Jesus die? Well, yeah?
Because he
right? He was. He was saving me from my sins. That's exactly what he was doing. You see, if you do something wrong, you get a punishment, don't you? Yeah, like you do something bad, and you gotta get sent to your room, or back in my day, you think of those things, and some of them are like, I don't know how to say that, but and we do all this kind of stuff, and you would have a consequence. And today, when a criminal does something wrong, what do we do to him? We throw him in jail. That's a punishment, right? 2 square meals a day. That's a punishment. Yeah, we think we lock him up. But back in that day, the worst punishment that a criminal could get, death. You did something wrong, you died for what you did. You know what Jesus was doing on the cross? He was taking the worst possible punishment that anyone could ever take, and yet he hadn't done anything wrong. So whose sins was he dying for? He was dying for my sins. He was not for my sins. And so I take my sins, and there at the cross, I pour out all my sins. All my sins were laid on Jesus. Jesus took them to the tree, the cross. And there, you know what happened at that cross? Jesus was held accountable as if he was the sinner instead of me. And you know the only thing that God wants you to do with that information? You know what he wants me to do with it? He wants you to say, yeah. He wants me to say, that's right. And he wants to get rid of the sin that's between me and God. You know what? I have 3 kids. My 15-year-old, my 16-year-old, he never did any crafts at all, ever. 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 He never made a single thing except trouble. And he never drew anything. But my second son, he only grew like 3 or 4 things, and he took after me in the art department. We can draw stick men. Really, really nice. Beautiful stick men. Very straight lines. Right? So he drew this picture for me on Father's Day. You know what it was a picture of? It was a picture of a little stick man, and he put me. Like, that was Jackson, that was his name. And then he drew a big stick man and said, this is Dad. And then he drew our hands coming together, and right in the middle he drew a box where our hands join, and in the middle of the box he wrote the word, yes. That's the greatest picture I've ever seen. You know what he wanted? He wanted there to be a big yes between him and Dad. And where the hands joined, it was just a yes. How is it with you and God? What about your sins? Are they all taken away and gone? Do you know what Jesus did at the cross? Watch this. Where did the sin go? I thought it was red. Did you see it was red when I poured it in? Did you see it was red when I poured it in? Well, where did the sin go? Huh. Interesting. You know what? At the cross, Jesus took away all my sin when he died instead of me. And he was treated like he was the sinner when I was the one who was the sinner. So, question. We'll finish with this. Is money going to take away my problems and my sin? No. Is focusing on something like environmentalism going to take away my sin? Is Jesus at the cross going to be able to take away my sins? Yes, he is. He absolutely is. Don't you get it. All right, one more. Thank you.
Lord, when the heart believes, our prayer. strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let His ransomed one come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me when I'm good, and I do the things I should. Jesus loves me when I'm bad, but it makes Him very sad. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Three crosses hanging side by side, from broken mother's side, two for their own transgressions died, the middle one for mine. Lest I forget, yes, Gethsemane, lest I forget,
Christ alone.
Here's a question for you.
For the day of me I never can tell. Why did he suffer to save me from hell? Nothing by infinite grace from above could have conceived such a story of love. Grace, grace, infinite grace, flowing to you and me. Grace, grace, infinite grace from the cross of Calvary.
For it is as
my Savior to Bethlehem came, for in a manger to sorrow and shame. Oh, it was wonderful to see his name, seeking for me, for me, seeking for me, for me. For me, for me. Oh, it was wonderful to see his name, seeking for me, for me. Jesus, my Savior, on Calvary's tree, paid the great debt that my soul be set free. Oh, it was wonderful, how could it be, dying for me, for me, dying for me, for me, dying for me, for me. Oh, it was wonderful, how could it be, dying for me, for me. Jesus, my Savior, the same as of old, while I was wandering afar from the fold, gently as long may he greet with my soul, calling for me, for me. Calling for me, for me. Calling for me, for me. Gently and lovingly plead with my soul. Calling for me, for me. Jesus, my Savior, shall come from on high. He is the promise that passing years by. Oh, I shall see him descending the sky, coming for me, for me, coming for me, for me, coming for me, for me. Oh, I shall descending the sky, coming for me.